Chapter 5. Into War. At the University of Southern California, Louis found himself on a campus infested with world-class track athletes. He spent mornings in class and afternoons training with his best friend, Peyton Jordan, a sensationally fast sprinter. Jordan had seen nothing but Jesse Owens' back at the 1936 Olympic trials, and, like Louis, was aiming for gold in Tokyo. In the evenings, Louis, Jordan, and their teammates wedged into Louis' 31 Ford and drove to Torrance for Louis Zamperini's spaghetti, considering themselves so close to family that Sylvia once found a high jumper asleep on her bed. In his spare time, Louis crashed society weddings, worked as a movie extra, and harassed his housemates with practical jokes, replacing their deviled ham with cat food and milk with milk of magnesia. He pursued co-eds by all means necessary, once landing a date with a beauty by hurling himself into the side of her car, then pretending to have been struck. Between classes, Louis, Jordan, and their friends congregated near the administration building, sitting at the foot of the statue of Tommy Trojan, the symbol of USC. On some days, they were joined by a neatly dressed Japanese emigre who lingered on the edges of the group. His name was Kunichi James Sasaki. Known as Jimmy, he had come to America in his late teens and settled in Palo Alto, where he had endured the social misery of attending elementary school as an adult. Among Louis's friends, no one would remember that Sasaki studied at USC, but they all recalled his quiet, anodyne presence. Saying almost nothing, he smiled without interruption. Sasaki was an ardent track fan, and he sought Louis's acquaintance. Louis was especially impressed with Sasaki's scholarliness. Prior to coming to USC, Jimmy said, he had earned degrees at Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. Bonding over shared interests in sports and music, the two became good friends. Louis and Jimmy had something else in common. Sometime over the course of the friendship, Louis learned that his friend was making daily trips to Torrance. He asked Jimmy if he lived there, and Jimmy said no. He explained that he was concerned about the poverty of his Japanese homeland and was going to Torrance to give lectures to locals of Japanese ancestry, encouraging them to send money and foil from cigarette packs and gum wrappers to Japan to help the poor. Louis admired his friend for his efforts, but found it odd that he would travel to Torrance every day, given how few Japanese lived there. Jimmy Sasaki wasn't what he seemed. He had never attended Harvard, Yale, or Princeton. His friends thought him about 30. He was, in fact, nearly 40. He had a wife and two daughters, though neither Louis nor his friends knew that they existed. Though he spent a lot of time on campus and led everyone to believe that he was a student, he was not. He had graduated from USC some 10 years earlier, with a BA in political science. Neither Louis nor anyone else knew that Jimmy's attempts to pass as a student were apparently an elaborate ruse.